Well, we did have an uptick in the last couple of weeks. Our current number of folks that are positive and in isolation is 9. We have 9 in the county and then 11 that are in quarantine that were close contacts. And that's one of the struggles we've been facing for probably the last 6 to 8 months is folks not willing to share their close contacts. And so it's a little bit harder for us to reach out to those that need to be notified that, hey, you were in close contact with this person. We are we're hoping and really encouraging those folks if they're not sharing with us. They need to let other folks know if they've been around and that, you know, that they're positive because they might then be carrying this on. As of yesterday, our regional positivity rate was 4.8. So we've definitely ticked up. Mercer County's at 8.6, 8% being the threshold. One of the things with the region that concerns me, and I've heard this both anecdotally from the community, but also I've seen it on the IDPH site, is the number of hospitalizations. Those have definitely been creeping up. I do know that one regional hospital in our area, in 2 days, their COVID floor turned back to a COVID floor. So yeah, they're seeing it. We're seeing it locally. We're seeing it regionally. So that's something to pay attention to, because that's kind of what our whole issue has been, is try to keep those numbers in the hospitals down, because there's other folks that have other needs besides COVID that are requiring those cares. And if your ICU unit is full, that makes for a very difficult situation to take care of folks that are coming in. So we're concerned about that. I will say again, and I've said this all along, sometimes those numbers can be a little off. You know, we could be at 8.6, but if you've only tested 15 people, you know, and so many of them are positive, that's going to throw your rate up considerably. And that's one of the things I'd really like to continue to pursue. And I don't know if the Department of Public Health has any intention of doing this, but we need that mobile testing site back in Mercer County. So that's one thing we're going to work on and reach out. We do testing at the health department. I know Genesis does some testing. Our testing is the rapid antigen, which is not the gold standard, but at least if somebody is symptomatic or has been around somebody that's symptomatic, they can get tested. And that puts them in a position to help others not catch it, because they could be isolated and not pass on the virus. I know Eagle View down in Oquaka is doing free testing as well. So we just want to have a little bit better of a testing mechanism in Mercer County. That's one thing we'll be working on in the next couple of weeks to see if that's even a possibility.